Hello, beautiful people. My name is Christina Edwards. My pronouns are she, her, hers.
And I'm Aisha Shul Spratlin, pronouns she and they. And you are now listening to The Voices of REC, where the banter is queer and the community is real.
Now, let's get into it.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Sorry to the listeners for our previous episode, me being so loud on the bass, but we got our situation figured out this time.
Yes, and we also want to apologize, you know, to anyone who may have been offended by any of the words that we used in our podcast, or anybody who maybe didn't agree with anything that we talked about. We're not here to cause any controversy. We just want people to be informed about what we're dealing with as a society and what we do and who we are.
Yes, and please feel free to send us any of your comments, questions, or concerns to our Instagram, to our info box. We love to hear what your thoughts were on the previous episodes and ways that we can be better and grow. We in this together.
Yes, we are. We are all one, and we can't do it without one another.
For sure. So how you been, Miss Mamas?
I have been exhausted. I recently completed a training for LGBTQ leaders who are interested in politics or running for office. I attended with hopes of understanding policies and how Ruth Ellis Center can advocate for our young people. Did learn a lot. It was very overwhelming. It was definitely like boot camp. But it was cool. It was a few weeks ago. It's over now, but it was definitely very draining and taxing on my mental.
Yes, I can only imagine. I remember you was like doing like 14-hour days, you know, doing the good work for our community. And so I so appreciate that. I was like, Christina, take a nap, bro. Take a nap, honey.
Definitely, for sure. Definitely needed a nap when that was all said and done.
Well, I have been, you know, doing the thing.
Here
at the center, getting adjusted to my new role.
How's that been? How's it been like getting reacclimated after coming back?
It's been cool, actually. I'm getting to reconnect with like groups and folks that I have been connected to previously and seeing how they've grown and changed throughout the years, you know. Pre-pandemic and post-pandemic is two different types of people. I mean, so many of our donor base changed, grew, you know, relocated, all that, all those good things. So it's really good to see where people are now. And kind of that first couple of weeks, I did a nice little check-in and kind of just saw where people were. So it's been a really good reacclimation, to say the least. And really good getting back into the swing of things. You know, I'm an events girly. So we got our dates for Catfight for Voices. We got the things going.
Nice.
So I can't wait to be able to share that with the listeners at a later date. But just know, you know, the 25th anniversary Voices is going to be something of wonder. And Catfight is going to be another additional over the top, fun, campy event. So we're really excited for that.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. And I'm super excited that we're finally bringing back Voices. I'm really excited about what Catfight's going to be next year. We got a bunch of like great improvements that we're working on. So I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad that you mentioned that we're bringing it back, because to me, it doesn't feel like that because I was here for the last Voices in 2019. But yeah, it's been since 2019 that we've had a Voices. So yes, welcome back, Voices. You're big 2-5 girl.
Hey.
Quarter of a century old.
Hey.
Oh gosh. Well, I'm so excited for this episode because this is gonna just be a nice little, you know, check-in, honestly, because we are in this month and this season of gratitude and giving. We have so many fun, like the holidays are like my favorite time at the center because we have so much going on. We have a lot of engagement with our volunteers and our supporters and our donors. We have a lot of engagement with our young people when we're able to like really see what that chosen family looks like and what that means to us and expand upon that. So I definitely want to open it up to you to just let the folks know about some of those holiday dates that we have coming up, and also to let folks know what kind of support we're going to be looking for during that.
Yeah, definitely. And I appreciate you bringing light to that. I want to start by thanking our friends at Slay for their drag bingo, which ended out October. I also want to thank our friends over at Christ Church of Cranbrook. Sorry, I had to get it right. They have a Love Wins group. And
yeah,
they...
we have a lot of Christ churches. So
Yes, we do. But they sponsored a dinner in October that was very successful. And we really appreciate them for that support. So a couple of things that we want people to know about. In the month of November, we try to do food boxes for the holiday season. We recognize not everyone recognizes Thanksgiving or calls it Thanksgiving. So we just do holiday food baskets for our families. So right now, we're looking forward to our groups that have been putting together those food baskets. So that's going to be our friends over at Adient, our friends over at the Jewish Gay Network, as well as our friends over at Prism Men's Chorus. They've come together to provide food boxes for our families for the holiday season. Super excited, super grateful for the support. We also have a couple of other things that we're really excited about. We are getting our campus decorated for the holiday season, the December holiday Ooh-hoo, season, that is.
So exciting.
Yes, so we're going to have some Christmas trees put up. We're going to have some menorahs and some dreidels all over our campus to celebrate everyone's so understanding of holiday, not just Christmas. We recognize that. So that's going to be happening this month. So if you want to help with that, that's also an opportunity to help with. We also are going to be present at a really awesome community health fair hosted by Carhartt on November 4th. That's going to be from 11:30 to 3 p.m. Super, super excited about this event. We love Carhartt. We love the work that they're doing within the community to improve the community. So we're really excited to be present at that. And then last but not least, we're going to be hosting a holiday dinner on November the 20th.
Woohoo!
This is going to be courtesy of our friends at Northern Guard Supporters, which is the support group of Detroit City Football Club. We really love the support that we get from Northern Guard Supporters. They really go all out. They're going to be doing a Friendsgiving style holiday dinner. They're going to all bring in catered meals individually. Some group members are going to bring more than one item. We're going to come together. We're going to have dinner as a family, as a community. And our young people are going to be able to feel valued and appreciated during this holiday dinner.
I love holiday season at
Yes.
the Ruth Ellis Center.
Yes.
Because it is just always so filled with these coming togethers, these communal events, these chosen families, these... Just you feel the love.
Yes,
I mean,
you do.
You feel the love throughout the year with the center and just our supporters. But it's something about these November, December months where people really start to think about us in creative ways. And those things look like people having Friendsgiving dinners and having to be a drive where they're either raising, they're having their friends bring meals or clothing items that we've been looking for, which is like undergarments, boots, those kind of things, hand warmers and foot warmers. We've had people do fundraising dinners and have a Friendsgiving and everyone bring in, you know, a check or cash to the center. And we love it. And we just want to take this time in this episode to show our gratitude, first and foremost, and to say that none of your support ever goes unappreciated, like from our staff all the way down to young people, all the way down to even the other supporters who are coming into the space. Like, it is so supported, so appreciated. I mean, excuse me. And also, I wanted to highlight that, you know, the day after Thanksgiving, I know many people go Black Friday shopping, and we've seen the videos, we've seen the TikToks, we see how wild and crazy Black Friday can get.
Yeah.
But here in the philanthropy world, we have a different kind of Black Friday, and ours is called Giving Tuesday. And it's usually the day after Thanksgiving. This year, it is November 28th. And it is a day where all throughout the philanthropy and fundraising world, We use the hashtag Giving Tuesday to show our support, to donate to nonprofits and organizations that we support and would love to show that giving mentality towards. So as usual, Rudell Center will be participating in Giving Tuesday. We'll be looking very forward to all of your hashtags, all of your videos. Sometimes people do really cute videos where they're doing these little cute hashtag Giving Tuesdays. Those are my faves, especially when they have dogs or small children involved. So we're really excited for that. And we're really excited to just expand upon, you know, the season of gratitude. So, Christina, I'm going to ask this question because I have been out of the game for a little bit. And so I'm curious for you. Through the pandemic, right, how has that given looked, right? So I know that so many people were... weren't able to connect, right? We weren't able to sit at each other's tables. Even chosen family at these times weren't able to like sit down together. So I think that this year is going to be a big deal overall for families when it comes to like the holiday season, because it's one of the first holidays in the last 3 years that people are actually feeling called to and safe enough to be in community. So can you speak to a little bit what that looked like while you were here at the center of like that connection being kind of disintegrated because of COVID?
Last year was the first year that we had in-person gathering for our young people for the holiday season. Last year we did two holiday dinners, one in November, one in December, and our young people were head over heels about it. They were super excited to be back in person, have an opportunity to meet community members who were here to support them. And we really appreciated it. So last year, the two events happened at two different locations. One was at our Claremont Center. The other one was at our drop-in facility. They both were a huge hit amongst our young people. We took a lot of food home, ate a lot of food the day of. So it was a very big hit. And I think, you know, when we have discussions about people offering their support or being unable to give their support due to the pandemic, I always like to tell people, whatever type of support you can offer, our young people are truly appreciative of those things. So whether or not you're able to continue to give your $100 a month, maybe you have to decrease it to $25 a month, whatever you can do to support the Rudell Center goes a long way. We use a lot of the support that we receive to do simple things like purchase food for our young people, purchase clothes and undergarments, support them in being able to get to their doctor's appointments by paying for transportation. All those things are supported through the dollars that we receive as an agency. But also, people can do other things like volunteer. Maybe you don't have the means to give monetary. Maybe you come in and volunteer a couple hours a week of your time. But I really urge people to just look into what your capacity is. Whatever you have the means to do, do that. And I promise you, people will truly appreciate you. And we try our best at Rudell Center to let people know that they're appreciated. We try our best to communicate with our volunteers that we truly appreciate their support. The same thing for donors. We try to inform them that their support is very valued. We're also looking to introduce volunteer appreciation events. It's something that I've been working on for the last year, taking a little time, I must admit. We're a small nonprofit. It's a little harder to pay for things like celebrations for our volunteers. However, we're doing the work. And I'm happy to say that come 2024, we'll have those opportunities available for volunteers to at an event. Yeah, super excited about that. Something that I've been fighting for a while. And so I'm super excited to see that come to fruition. So yeah, whatever people can do, you are appreciated. And we are here to tell you that you're appreciated.
For sure. And from the years that I worked here during these months, it will always like, I'm a Pisces, you know, so I'm always crying. And I spend a lot of my time crying because people get so creative about the ways that they support our young people. And I love that you mentioned that, you know, not to only think monetarily about what support or what giving looks like, because time is giving. We've had people knit blankets and hats and scarves for our young people and put them together in cute little baskets. Like everybody loves opening packages and gifts and presents, especially if it's coming from the heart, you know? I just want to do another, you know, shout out to the ladies at the National Jewish Women Council who gave us these beautiful blankets that they make for our young people. And we are planning to put them in these beautiful little holiday kits for them. And as soon as I brought them through the door, they were picking out, oh, I like that rose one. Oh, I like that one. That's really pretty. Can I have that? I'm like, hold your horses. You're going to get them. Don't worry. Don't worry, sweetheart. We're going to get them.
We're putting together
something nice, right?
Yeah.
Because I think that's awesome. You know, our young people don't always have, you know, someone who's thinking about them in that way to put together a package that really speaks to not only what they need, but what they want and what they like. So, of course, I make a mental note on who wanted the rose blanket because they're going to get that rose blanket. It's cute. So we appreciate that. And as we talk about in kind, I do want to just let folks know what we are looking for this holiday season.
Yeah.
I know we're looking for hand warmers and toe warmers.
Yes.
We're always looking for undergarments because those are not something that we can get secondhand. No, we always have to purchase those new.
Yes.
So new undergarments, boots. Winter season is upon us and we live in Michigan.
Yes.
And they are saying it's going to be a rough winter.
Yes. So we definitely need a ton of those boots.
Winter boots in various different sizes. What else would you add to that list, Christine?
Yeah. You know, I would also add pants or jeans, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts. We aren't accepting any coats at this moment. I have a surplus of coats that we're currently distributing to our young people. Maybe, you know, in January, we'll have a need for those coats. But definitely those other winter accessories. So scarves, gloves, hats. So, you know, any type of in-kind support of those donations or clothing donations are very well appreciated. T-shirts. I know people are always thinking like, do I give t-shirts in the wintertime? Yes. Give
layers.
T-shirts. Layers. 100% layers. And then other things like blankets. So if you have bedding that needs to be donated, we're accepting full size bedding for our apartment units. We're also accepting any type of We're also accepting any type of kitchenware or eatery. So if you have
Home goods.
Yes, cute home goods as well. We have young people who are in scattered site housing and our 43 unit permanent supportive housing. They all have a need for these items. They oftentimes are in situations where they don't know how to preserve their items. And so oftentimes we have to teach them those things. But with that, we have to provide them with the items as well to kind of teach them how those things are handled. And so bedding, household items, we always have a need for. And then some situations we have a need for furniture. So if you have furniture that you would like to donate to us, send us an email, let us know what you have, and we will let you know if those are things that our young people have a need for. Our young people always have a constant changing need for items. So I would say reach out to us. Maybe you have some items and you're like, I wonder if they can accept this. Send us an email, give us a call, ask, and we're more than happy to let you know what we have a need for. At any given day, what we have a need for can change, but the things that I just outlined are never going to change. The things that I should just outline, like the underwear, the foot warmers, the hand warmers, those are a constant need. The t-shirts, the jeans, hoodies, sweatshirts, those are constant needs that never change.
Yes, and I know, I just want to double back a little bit. We talked about the layering. That's why we talk about t-shirts and sweatshirts and hoodies, because our young people may not always have a space where they can carry around a big bulky coat or put down a big bulky blanket. You know, it depends on the degree of their housing insecurity. So to have layers, to be able to have a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, and a hoodie on and know that they're going to be warm with their hat, gloves, and scarf may be a better option for them than to have a big bulky coat that when we have those Michigan winters, when you have an 80 degree day in the middle of winter, and now you have to carry around this heavy coat, you might wind up just discarding it because it's going to be more of a hassle than a help. So please, we are thinking about what you can do. Please feel free to email us at info@ruthellicenter.org. Give us a call. Anything that you're just like, I wonder if they could. We are more than happy to answer and talk you through what support looks like and whether or not we can take it. Or we might even be able to connect you to another organization who has expressed to us a need for certain items that we can then direct you to. So this holiday season, as you're really feeling what it's like to finally get back in community, not only with your family, but with your loved ones, your cherished ones, your friends, and the organizations that you support. I hope that you think about the center. I hope that you feel inclined to support us in any way that you can. I hope that if you have an extra couple hours, you know, say you want to come hang out in our clothing closet, or you want to come serve our young people some hot meals. And I'm really excited for that decorating project, actually, because that's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so fun. And we didn't even tell them, Aisha, the decorating activity that we're doing is actually going to be a competition for our young people. So we have a group that's going to come in. They're going to decorate the entire first floor of our Claremont building. And then they're going to also put up Christmas trees and layout decorations on each of the other floors of the building. And then the young people are going to have a nice, fun competition. They're each going to take turns decorating their Christmas tree on their floor. And then staff members are going to come in and vote on which tree is the best. And then we're going to have like a little ceremony where we announce which tree was the best, which tree needed some work or whatever. But the idea is that it's meant to be fun. It's meant to engage our young people. And it's meant to offer them an opportunity to have a say-so in what their space looks like.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. The building that they live in was designed with them in mind. Their inputs were taken into consideration when creating this building, from safety features to color to what amenities were in the building. Those were all taken into consideration by our staff members with young people's thoughts in mind.
Yes.
However, we want them to also have an ongoing opportunity to have a say-so in their environment and their building.
Yes.
So this is the main reason why we're doing this. So they have a say-so in what their building looks like.
And a pride.
Yes.
Who doesn't want to be proud about what they did? Yes. Like, I love when I decorate my Christmas tree and I'm like, look at what we did.
Yes. It definitely does bring a sense of ownership or pride to having your hands into something. So we're really excited about that for sure.
Yes. And I'm really excited to be like a mini version of RuPaul's Drag Race, but for holiday decorations, because that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And also, you know, if you are one of those families who do really cute holiday pajamas, maybe donate a couple of those, you know, to young people. I think that'd be fun.
Yes. Definitely been urging a lot of that. If you are one of those families who, like, maybe you have pajamas from like 3 years ago that you and your family wore for photos, definitely donate that to the Ruth Ellis Center. We would love to be able to give those to our young people in our families that are receiving services.
And I also want to highlight, because I think this might not be something that a lot of folks know about our Claremont space, but we do have young ones, littles, at that space too with their parents.
Yes, under three.
So Ten little ones under three in that space. So I'm saying onesies, little toys that your children are no longer playing with. Like, let's make this a holiday season for the books. It's going to be one of the first big holiday seasons that we have here at Claremont. Am I correct?
Yes.
So we want to make sure that it is one to be remembered, one to be cherished, because it's going to be a big deal for our young people at Claremont. It's going to be a big deal for our young people overall. And we're trying to make sure that we spread that holiday cheer all throughout our services, all throughout our programming, all throughout our teams, because this is a big holiday season for everyone.
Yeah, post-COVID. And you know, we definitely did try to solicit support for the littles last year, and it wasn't very successful. And actually, in January of next year, that number will be increasing to about 11 to 12 young people, littles under the age of three. We have a couple of individuals who live in the Claremont building who are expected to give birth at the beginning of next year. So they will need some support with resources. So anybody who loves to support children or babies or little bitty ones, this is your moment to shine and offer some critical care and support to little ones who may not else have that support.
Yes. Or if you're a mom who just has a whole bunch of infant stuff that you're holding on to and you're like, it's time to do that big purge, please consider us for donating those items.
Yeah.
Anything else you got to say about this wonderful holiday season?
No, I just ask that everyone think about what your capacity is, whether it's monetary, whether it's time, whether it's in-kind support, whatever you can do to support our young people, we're calling on you to take that step. Our young people are in a very high need as we see support often decline due to the pandemic and people's abilities to resources and access to resources. So we're just, I just want to make a final push or final ask of people to just do what you can, even if it's calling and learning about what we do so that you can make a referral to someone. That helps. Whatever support you can offer, not just to the center, but to the community as a whole, makes a difference.
Yes. And I just want to close this episode out with saying the reason why we chose to take this time to talk about the season of giving in this way, surrounding the support for our young people, is the holidays can be a very difficult time for our young people. It can be very re-traumatizing. It could just be traumatic overall. It could be bring up memories, especially post-COVID, when many of us around the world have lost people due to COVID or other things. Our young people are no different, So we really want to make sure that we offer them that love and that support and that care so that they can make it through this holiday season successful, alive, loved, healthy, whole. And we really appreciate you all support in that. And we appreciate anything that you can do.
Yes, and I would like to, if I could, end the episode with a wonderful quote from our Associate
Yes.
Director of Housing. Her name is Ms. Joya Pettis. Joya has been with the Ruth Ellis Center for several years, have been working in housing for more than 20 years. I think she said almost 30, right,
Yeah.
Aisha?
Yeah. Yeah. And we will be having, I'm just going to plug real quick while you pull up this quote. We will be having, December is going to be a really fun episode because we're going to have some interview conversations, not only with Miss Joya, but also with a very special young person as well.
So
So
definitely look
please be
out
on a
for that.
lookout.
Yes, look out for
Yes.
that interview in
But
December.
hit us with this Miss Joya quote, or as the youth call her, Mama Joya.
Yes, this is like one of the most beautiful quotes that I've ever heard anyone give. And I also feel like it goes to resonate with why we should be supporting our young people. And this is what she said. This is a quote from Miss Joya. The youth are worth every bit of our love, nourishing. I can't even say the word. Hold on, let me start over. The quote goes, "The youth are worth every bit of our love, nurturing, and attention, having all equitable space to be who they are is dynamic. Having an all equitable space to be who they are is dynamic." That quote says it all.
Yes, it says it all. And that space is not only physical space, but emotional space. So we lean on you all as our supporters, as people who have been supporting us for almost 25 years, some of you. We are going into our 25th anniversary next year. So we just ask for that support and that love that you guys have been continuing to give us over the years to really be poured into the young people this holiday season, because I know they're going to need it. I know we all need it. And I think that it will serve all of us and feed all of our souls and all of our humanity to be able to be in community with each other. So with that beautiful quote from Miss Joya, Mama Joya, we will close out the show and say thank you so much for all your support. And we look forward to the continued support, and we look forward to the December episode when we have some really fun conversations about what gratitude looks like for us.
Yes. Thank you so much. We love you all, and we look forward to seeing you in December.
Bye.
Well, this has been fun. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ruth Ellis Center for updates on events and how you can be involved. And in the words of Ruth Ellis, speak up and express yourself.
See you later.